Very much. I would like to acknowledge my my student Adima Oz, which is a co-author in this paper. And in my talk today, I will talk about only two pharmaceuticals, the naproxen and carbamazepine, and their interactions with DOM. I will start with a short introduction about the use of reclaimed wastewater for irrigation in the country that I'm coming from Israel, and that will be basically will show you the motivation for the study. And I will quickly move to the results. I will talk about fractionation of dissolved organic matter, and later on I will show you data about the binding of the naproxen and carbamazepine by the dissolved organic matter and by the structural fractions of the dissolved organic matter. In this slide you can see the relative percentage of irrigation with reclaimed wastewater out of the total water in Israel. And as you can see, starting from the 1990s, we are using more and more reclaimed wastewater for irrigation. And actually this year, 50% of the total irrigation water in Israel are reclaimed wastewater. And this is used for crop irrigation. And what is planned for the next year, again, due to water shortcut, is that we are going to reach to a level of about 52%. So we all know that pharmaceutical compounds and other emerging contaminants are not fully removed during the wastewater treatment, and therefore they are present in the effluent. And we are using the effluents as irrigation water. About 85% of the total produced effluents are used as irrigation water, and therefore there is a risk that those compounds will be introduced to the agricultural fields, and there is also a potential risk that those compounds will be taken up by the crops. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the dissolved organic matter and the pharmaceutical, which are both co-introduced to the agricultural soil, and therefore their interaction, their complexation, might eventually affect their fate in the soil. The two compounds that I will focus on are naproxen and carbamazepine. Those two compounds have been detected in irrigation water. Please note that I'm not talking about wastewater effluents. This is irrigation water, and those are the range of concentration that we have detected those compounds in the irrigation water. The two compounds have different physicochemical properties, and we all know, based on our previous studies, that the binding coefficient of carbamazepine is much higher than the binding coefficient of naproxen to soils and sediments. And we also know that carbamazepine is highly stable in soil and water, where naproxen is less stable than that. We use DOM that was extracted from composted biosolids, and the DOM was fractionated based on hydrophobicity. And you can see the fractionation scheme here. I will walk you through that very quickly. We used, as I said, the DOM that was extracted from the biosolids. It was acidified to pH 2 and then uploaded to XAD or DAX resin to obtain the hydrophobic fractions. And then the hydrophobic fractions were further fractionated to the hydrophobic acid fraction, the HOA, and to the hydrophobic neutral fraction, which is the HON. And the hydrophilic fractions were further fractionated or separated to the hydrophilic base fraction, the HIB, the hydrophilic neutral fraction, the HIN, and the hydrophilic acid fraction, the HIA. So basically, we had five structural fractions of the DOM plus the DOM itself. So we have six DOM-like samples that we used as sorbent in this experiment. The composition of the DOM is listed here. The hydrophilic fractions made up about 65% of the total DOM, and the hydrophobic fractions made up about 35% of the total DOM. The binding interactions were studied using the dialysis tube technique. So we use a dialysis membrane with a molecular weight cutoff of 1,000 Dalton. So we had, first of all, to use only those high molecular weight compounds, and we had to know what is the percentage of those high molecular weight from each fraction, because we use those numbers later on to calculate the relative contribution of each fraction to the total sorption of the DOM. And those values are listed here. About 45% of the total HIA was with molecular weight higher than 1,000 Dalton. And please note to this number, only 5% of the hydrophilic base fraction was with that high molecular weight fraction. In the next two slides, I will show you the effect of pH on binding coefficient, the KDOC values that were measured in about 600 ppb equilibrium concentration of the two analytes, carbamazepine on the left, naproxen on the right. So those are the KDOC values versus the pH. Please note that the carbamazepine is non-ionized in this range of pH, and the pKa of naproxen is about 4. So with the hydrophobic neutral fraction, with carbamazepine and the hydrophobic neutral fraction, there was no effect to the pH because, as I said, carbamazepine is non-ionized, and the amount of polar functionalities, polar carbon functionalities in the HON is quite low, so therefore there is no effect on the pH. But with the HOA, with the hydrophobic acid fraction, as we increase the pH, the binding coefficient decreased, and this is due to increasing ionization of the HOA itself. Same trend was observed with naproxen, but in this case, in pH 4, both sorbate and sorbent are negatively charged, so there is a sharp decrease in binding coefficient as we increase the pH, and the normal pH of biosolids, wastewater, soils in Israel is more or less in this region in between 7 to 8. With the HON, a similar trend was observed, but it was less pronounced. In this case, in this slide, you can see, again, the binding coefficients versus the pH for the hydrophilic fractions, the HIA, HIB, and HIN. I will focus only on two graphs. The top one is for naproxen, which ate with the hydrophilic acid fraction. Please note that the values are negative, and basically there are no negative binding coefficient values, but since we use the dialysis technique membrane, what we have measured is a higher concentration of the naproxen outside of the dialysis tubes versus the inside of the dialysis tubes that the HIA was there. The HIA was inside the dialysis tubes and the naproxen was outside the dialysis tubes. So basically, no binding was observed, but the concentration outside was higher than the inside, so negative values were calculated, and those negative values increased as we increased the pH because both compounds are highly charged and negatively charged. So basically what we have observed is ionic repulsion of the negatively charged HIA and the negatively charged HON. An opposite trend was observed with naproxen and HIB, the hydrophilic base structure fraction. As we increase the pH, binding coefficient increased as well, and this is due to positive electrostatic interactions between the negatively charged naproxen and the weak base structural fractions or moieties of the HIB. So completely different trend. And in this slide or in this table, I listed the KDOC values, the binding coefficient values for naproxen, carbamazepine in 2 pH, 4 and 8, at equilibrium concentration of 100 ppb. I want you to note that for the hydrophobic fractions, those values decreased sharply as we increased the pH. The same trend was observed with the hydrophilic fractions, but it was less pronounced. For the hydrophilic acid fraction, basically there was no interactions between that fraction and the naproxen, so therefore there are no values listed here. And please note for the very high values that obtained for the hydrophilic base fraction with naproxen at pH 8. And I'm not showing here the isotherms, but the isotherm curve was with L type of isotherms, very similar to data that reported for binding of naproxen to proteins. The next step of our study, we wanted to evaluate whether till this point, I was talking about the DOM fractions, and now I will move to talk about the bulk DOM. So we want to evaluate whether the obtained values of the binding coefficient of the two compounds with the DOM is similar to the calculated value that we can calculate based on the individual binding coefficients multiplied by the relative fraction of each fraction that we have studied. We can do that based on the two assumptions. First of all, that the DOM, we are assuming that the DOM is a mixture of isolated fractions which do not interact with each other on molecular base level, and that that those fractions act as individual independent binding agent or binding domains. So what we have done, those values are the values that I showed you in the table before. Those are the actual measured binding coefficient values with the individual fractions. The F is the relative level of each fraction within the bulk DOM. And those are the weight adjusted or the calculated DOC values, basically the contribution of each fraction to the overall absorption of the bulk DOM. So we have done that with naproxen. We have done that with carbamazepine. And the next stage was to actually measure the binding of those two compounds to the bulk DOM. And this is what we have done. So I'm going to show you quickly the data. So with carbamazepine at pH 8, with the bulk DOM, this is the value that we have measured. We have measured 440 liter per kilogram. This is the binding coefficient values. But what we have calculated was only 270. With naproxen at pH 8, with the same DOM, we did not measure any binding at all. Naproxen was not tight or did not bound or did not interact with the DOM at this pH. The values were close to zero. But based on our calculation, the value was 190. So basically, we have an overestimation here and underestimation here. So maybe our assumption that those fractions act as independent binding domains is not true. So that leads me quickly to the conclusions, saying that considering the binding coefficients, the hydrophobic fractions of the DOM are more important than the hydrophilic fractions of the DOM at pH near the pKa of the analytes, low pH between 4 and 5. But at higher pH, the rule of hydrophobic fraction is less important, and the rule of hydrophilic fractions is even more important. So they are very important fractions that can actually bind those pharmaceuticals and later on affect their behavior in the soils. Regarding the calculation of the KDOM values, as compared to the calculated values, those values were not similar, suggesting that DOM fractions do interact with each other based on molecular weight level and do not act as independent absorption domain. I'm not sure that this conclusion is so concrete based on our two measurements. I think that we should measure that with more compounds in order to evaluate whether this is really true for many type of organic materials. But based on our study, this is the conclusion. And I did not show you any data about uptake by plants, but we can clearly see that complexation of pharmaceutical compounds with dissolved organic matter that is present in the irrigation water, in the effluents, do affect the uptake, mainly reduces the uptake by plants. So complexation is important in order to evaluate the overall behavior in soil, absorption, transport, but also important in order to evaluate the potential uptake by crops. So I would like to thank BARD and EHF for funding this research and for my group, and thank you for listening.
Any questions?
You weighted the bulk KDOM by KOC values, and yet the interaction, at least with the hydrophilic fractions, was probably through deprotonated oxygen containing functional groups.
So right.
What if you were to use an index that was based on oxygen instead of carbon?
We have tried that. We still did not get a similar results, but it's absolutely right. And what we have assuming that is happening as well in the bulk DOM, some of the interactions are van der Waals type of interactions with the more hydrophobic areas of the DOM, but we do see some polar interactions, and they are very important. The overall structure, that will determine that, whether those polar functionalities are facing the water or they are facing themselves, and therefore some more hydrophobic regions are facing the water. But we've tried to do this index and still did not get.
You might need an oxygen index for the hydrophilic fractions and a carbon index for the hydrophobic fractions.
That is a good idea. I will try to do that.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Along with hydrophobic and hydrophilic fraction, do you think that the next step might be aromatic versus non-aromatic fraction, how they are binding? Because I also found some concentration, strong correlation with DOC, but I didn't find anything with aromatic fraction.
All those we have analyzed, I didn't show you any data about those fractions, but we have analyzed them using NMR spectroscopy, FTIR spectroscopy, and so and so and so. All of them, all those fractions contain some aromaticity and some aliphaticity in different levels. So I don't think that that will be the key issue. The key issue is more the functionalities, the polar functionalities, and the overall structure rather than the building blocks themselves. So I don't think that aromaticity versus aliphaticity index in this case will give us more results. The idea to fractionate those materials, the DOM based on hydrophobicity, is much more accurate in my view than based on aromaticity or aliphaticity, because DOM is naturally being fractionated in the soil while you apply them to the soil. When you apply DOM to the soil, most of those fractions, the HOA and the HOA fractions, are being adsorbed to the soil particles, and the leachate or the DOM that is not being adsorbed is rich with the hydrophilic fractions. So what we have done here is more or less can be a model to the system that is actually occurring in the soil.
Thank you.